This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Tom Logan, the Chairman and Chief Executive Officer for Mirion Technologies, a company dedicated to providing an unmatched experience in radiation detection and instrumentation. Tom has more than 22 years of energy industry experience and is here to speak with us today about exposure to X-rays in the dental industry. Mr. Logan, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Likewise, Eric. Pleasure to be with you.
And you're most welcome, and thanks for your time as well. So for starters, how do dental X-rays compare to X-rays in other healthcare industries when we talk about potential exposure to radiation?
Yeah, sure. The dental X-rays produce relatively low dose and therefore have a lower radiation exposure risk to people compared to other types of healthcare imaging X-ray equipment that you'd commonly find in hospitals and other facilities. But Eric, having said that, there are over 500 million dental radiology exams taken every year. That's about 16 exams per second. And with the digitalization and introduction of new technology like cone beam CT, this number is only going to grow. So you can see the dental industry is very busy conducting radiology exams. And although the dose per exam is relatively low, the volume of exams is the highest in the healthcare industry. And part of that's due to the fact that dental procedures are performed on the entire population, including young children.
And Mr. Logan, are there long-term effects of radiation exposure?
There's currently no scientific proof of any specific long-term effects of radiation exposure related to dental X-ray exams. In general, the effect of low-dose radiation is difficult to study because there are no long-term statistics to review. We do know that since radiation can't be detected with our normal human senses, that's to say we can't smell it, it can't be seen, can't be felt or heard, we need to take the proper precautions to be safe. There's general acknowledgement in the medical field about concern for excessive exposure, and that was the impetus for both the International Atomic Energy Agency and the Image Wisely campaigns, which are both meant to encourage using the lowest amount of radiation possible in medical imaging. How do you know if you're successfully limiting your exposure to radiation? The best way is by being educated on best practices and by monitoring your exposure with dosimeters.
Most important details and information there. Now, what is occupational dosimetry and how does it help keep people safe from radiation exposure?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, since you can't see, smell, hear, or feel radiation, you need to have ways to detect and monitor it. For instance, if a radiation shield malfunctions, there is the possibility that an X-ray system could emit uncontrolled radiation. Conversely, if an operator accidentally left a door open when X-rays are taken, there's additional exposure potential. To monitor this and to ensure a radiation safety culture in an office, employers really should equip their employees with personal dosimetry badges to monitor radiation exposure.
Today we are joined by Mr. Tom Logan, the Chairman and Chief Executive Officer for Mirion Technologies, a company dedicated to providing an unmatched experience in radiation detection and instrumentation here on eHealth Radio's dental, healthcare, and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, does it matter what type of dosimeter your dentist uses?
You know, it's very interesting that modern dosimetry really began with the advent of the nuclear industry in the 1940s. And candidly, it hasn't changed much until now. To know if you've received radiation traditionally, dosimetry badges were worn for a period of time, then sent to a laboratory for development. And then ultimately, as a practitioner, you'd get results a month, maybe 2 months later. The more frequently this cycle is completed, the better control you would have on your radiation exposure overall. But importantly, the historical dosimetry measurement and management technologies have had this significant implicit time lag in them. Mirion has recently created a smarter way to monitor radiation exposure that gives the individual wearing the badge to obtain directly reports by using smart devices or computers. This is called the Instadose badge, and the Instadose badge allows for on-demand and cumulative data readings. And it really is a smart way to monitor exposure.
Well, Mr. Logan, it certainly has been great to have had you and to bring focus on this important topic and sometimes forgotten or put on the back burner. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a final tip here today?
Eric, I would leave you with the thought that we all know that radiology imaging is evolving continuously with tremendous benefits in diagnostics and treatments of many conditions. With Instadose, the radiation dose monitoring process has evolved in kind to help safeguard dentistry practices and to increase the radiation safety culture in dental offices.
Mr. Logan, thanks for those final words in conclusion. Much appreciated. Before you go, where can listeners get further details on Mirion Technologies and other information as well?
Eric, I would encourage people to go to instadose.com. That's instadose.com. And this will give them the ability to learn about how we have digitized radiation dosimetry and really bring people up to speed on the most modern, cutting-edge technology available for their dentistry practice.
Easy enough. Again, Mr. Logan, thanks for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio, and thanks so much for what you're doing in the space.
Eric, thank you very much.
And certainly has been our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Tom Logan, the Chairman and Chief Executive Officer for Mirion Technologies, a company dedicated to providing an unmatched experience in radiation detection and instrumentation. And for further details, visit instadose.com as well as mirion.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.